Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen with KOAL. We're out here in the field at Carbon County Rec. We're here to talk with Courtney Cox and Aubrey Kirkwood about the Carbon County Fair. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Yeah, really good.
We're excited.
So jumping right into things. So the theme for this year's fair is better than before. And looking at the list of events you guys have set up, it definitely seems like that's true. So what inspired the theme for this year?
You know, last year after the fair was over, we were really pleased as a group with what we were able to provide to the community. But we did ask the community as well as our vendors for some feedback. We wanted to know what they thought we could improve upon. And we've taken the information that they gave us. And that was our goal with this year's fair, was to make it better than before, better than the year before. So that's where it came from.
And one of those big changes, one of those big comments in our feedback was the date. And so we are trying a new date. And so I think that fits with the theme. You know, we're trying to make it better and improve it every year. And we hope this new date will be successful. We want to kick off the summer instead of end it. So we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And we've had a lot of good feedback on the new date already. We've also heard people in the community saying that they haven't heard people talk so much about the excitement of the county fair. So that's been really cool to hear.
So kind of looking back at the history of the Carbon County Fair, what have been some standout moments for you guys that you've experienced?
Well, the Carbon County Fair went on hiatus for a few years. And so when we brought it back last year, the group of us that got together that actually planned the fair, this was a first time for all of us. So, you know, for me, it's the first meeting getting department heads and employees together saying, let's do this. The people that we've had involved over the last 2 years, you know, some of them aren't really with the fair committee anymore. Some of them have been with us since the get-go. And then the people who have reached out to us and said, we're so excited that you're doing this again and we want to be a part of it. You know, that's been really great for me.
Yeah, I remember the county fair from when I was younger, and I loved it. I remember it being so fun, such a great time. And, you know, after COVID, it kind of fizzled out. And so when I started working here, it was like, man, I hope we can bring a county fair back. And so when there was talk of that and they approached me and said, what do we think about doing a county fair again? I was all on board. And so that was really fun. That was a good time to think about. We can bring it back. It'll be a great time. And then I just love seeing everybody in the community. I love seeing everybody out there at the concert, enjoying themselves, playing cornhole, visiting the vendors. I think it's just fun to see everybody out there and outside enjoying it.
Well, and it's really neat too, because we put so much time and effort into this. And I mean, this group involves staff at the fairgrounds, you know, me over in the administration building, we have maintenance, we have community members that are involved. So there's a lot of us again, but to see people come and experience what started as our vision and enjoy it and then look forward to more of it, that was really cool too.
That is really cool.
So building off that, so for big events like this, a lot of planning is required. So what kind of hurdles have you guys faced this year and had to overcome in the planning process?
I can't tell you how many ideas we have come up with. It's like, that would be great. Let's pursue it. And then we hit roadblocks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of that. We faced that last year, you know, change of plans pops up 2 months ahead of time and it was a big event, you know. So that's probably been a challenge, is having to think on our toes and be able to compensate for those changes when they do come.
And overall, I mean, we can't even express, you know, what it was like to bring the county fair back. Last year, we all got the idea, we all agreed, it sounded great, and we all sat down and it was like, okay, where do we start now? And that was quite the process, but we did it.
Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, we didn't even have the bones of the event to begin with. So right down to mapping out the park and where can vendors go and where can we place events. I mean, it genuinely started from scratch. So it's been a big thing, but we're really proud of what we've produced.
So looking at the schedule for the final day of the fair, you end with a bang. You've got Hypno Hick performing, and then you have the big closer of Due West in concert. Can you kind of speak on the excitement you guys have felt with a big act like that coming to Carbon?
Absolutely. We are super excited to have Hypno Hick back. He was just an absolute blast last time. I know a lot of people in our community are already familiar with him. He does a lot of shows around here locally, but if you've never seen him, you have to see him. He was just an absolute riot. We had a couple of our own Carbon County employees out there, and man, that was probably a memorable moment for the fair for me.
I still have videos of that.
So oh, it was a good time. It was so good.
Yes. And he's just a joy to work with. He's so excited to come back to the fair. He told us before he left last year, I want to be back. But, you know, as far as Due West, we're really excited to be partnering with Liberty Entertainment. We had a different promoter that had come to Carbon County for years and has since retired. And so we were really happy that the radio station was able to connect us with Liberty Entertainment. You know, it was really funny. About a week before we were presented the names of available bands, this is one that had come up as if we could get them, we would love to see them. And so we're really excited to have Due West here in Carbon County. But we also want people to not just see the fair as coming to check out the vendors and the animal barn and stuff. We want them to associate the fair with a variety, including big entertainment like this. So we're really excited to have this.
Yeah, we're excited to bring a new act that hasn't been here before. There was some other suggestions that have, you know, done shows locally in the past, and we wanted to bring something new and fresh.
Very true. And this isn't our only concert. We're kicking off the fair on Thursday night with the tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. And we're really excited about that one as well. We've got the Battle of the Bands coming up. We've got a lot of great events. In that feedback that we asked the community for, that's part of what they wanted. They wanted more entertainment. One of the suggestions we got was a dance. We have a dance coming up. It's going to be part of our Hooves and Honky Tonk event. So that's going to be fun. I would say the only thing that I wish we could have brought to the community this year, and boy, have we tried, was a Carnival Midway. We have not had any success in the last 2 years of the fair finding a Carnival Midway.
But we have not, and I have done a lot of phone calls. So yes. If anybody local has some connection for a carnival...
We'd love to hear from
you. This is your call to action.
So we're running out of time now, but is there any last comment you'd like to leave us with?
Check us out. Come to the fair. Come enjoy. I mean, I think the only real paid event that we've got is the Due West concert. So we are trying to provide a variety of events and entertainment and sights to see and things to participate in. Check out our Kids Corner. That's expanded significantly this year, 10 to 2 Friday and Saturday. We'd love you to bring out your kids, meet some of our first responders, play some games. We've got a lot going on this year and we're really excited.
And registrations for almost every activity are still open. If you want to be a vendor, we still have spots. If you want to enter an animal in the animal barn, there's time to do that. If you have an art project you want to put in an open exhibit, we've got time for that. If you want to participate in the fair, we'll make it happen.
Well, Courtney, Aubrey, thank you so much for sitting down with me. For KOA L in the Field, I'm Aiden Mortensen.